USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush remains in the hospital after experiencing low blood pressure. He is resting comfortably and expected to be in the hospital for a few days.
Meanwhile, as many people get ready for that afternoon cookout, President Trump today laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks at Arlington National Cemetery.
That is why we always will remember. Because here, on this soil, on these grounds, beneath those fields, lies the true source of American greatness, of American glory, and of American freedom. As long as we are blessed with patriots such as these, we shall forever remain one people, one family, and one nation under God.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The FBI has an urgent warning for all American computer users. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The agency says people need to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers. That malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices entirely. The FBI says simply turning the router off, waiting about 10 seconds, and then turning it back on will temporarily disrupt the malware if it happens to be there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A teacher who was shot while tackling and disarming a student at an Indiana school said today that his swift decisions were the only acceptable actions he could take in his seventh grade classroom. Jason Seaman is a teacher, and he spoke today for the first time since the shooting on Friday. Seaman said he deeply cared for his students and their well-being. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study out says 1 in 2 children will develop a mood or behavioral disorder or substance abuse addiction before the age of 18. We're also hearing that more and more children are being diagnosed with anxiety and depression. But why is that? Sarah Wilson is author of a new book titled First You Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety. She discusses why she believes more children these days are being diagnosed with anxiety.
I believe that, and I've spoken to a lot of experts in this area in the journey of writing this book, is that a lot of what we're doing as with our children and even as adults is we're emulating the anxious experience. So it might not even be that we have a trigger for our anxiety. If you speak to anyone who's got anxiety, they often say, I don't know what's making me anxious. What I think is happening today is that the way that we're living replicates the fight or flight response in our brains. So the toggling, the constant switching between screens, running from one activity to the next. You know, we no longer have a day of rest, you know. Generations before us had at least one day where they spent it away from work and relaxing and spending time with family and often in spiritual kind of, you know, pursuits. So all of this stuff is making us go way too fast.
Wilson also said with school ending these days, it's best to keep our children busy by planning activities and camps and keeping them busy also on playdates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.